You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Stephen Scoggins is a nine-figure founder. He is a speaker and the host of Build. He equips leaders to operate one part lion, one part lamb, so they can scale without losing their souls. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
George, what's going on, man? So happy to be here, dude.
It's another beautiful day, brother. Excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, more about your work, why you do what you do.
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is I feel like the number one thing that I'm really trying to hone in on is helping who I used to be shape who other people can be. So I'm most notable known for developing a nine-figure organization from the trash piles of construction side over about 25 years. When I started the company, it was me and a hammer and a nail and some 2x4s out of a trash pile. I grew it to about 400 team members across three states before exiting. And while that sounds super cool, it was not fun to live for a variety of different reasons. So, you know, a lot of folks will say, hey, you know, what happened with the homelessness? And I would say it was pride, arrogance, ego more than anything else is how I ended up homeless. And then starting the trash from the trash piles, building that organization. And, you know, one of the things I've realized more than anything else is the importance of what I refer to as integrated alignment. And so I think part of what I'm doing now in the world, whether I'm speaking or writing books or creating curriculum or helping business leaders and entrepreneurs become uber successful in their own right, I do that by way of making sure that they're authentically connected to who they are. As a result, a byproduct comes out of them, which is called meaning, significance, and fulfillment and impact. I've discovered that you can make a lot of money, lose a lot of meaning if you're not aligned appropriately. And it's funny, even with the 10-figure clients and things of that nature, there's no shortage of people who thought money would solve their problems, only to discover that money, in many respects, left an emptiness. So that's kind of who I was and what I've done and all the good things. You know, I just father of, gosh, three grandchildren. I have four of those little amazing human beings that I love so desperately. And now living here on Lake Norman in Safe Haven and traveling all over the world trying to help people.
It's a beautiful thing right there.
Yeah, it's funny how pain creates future passions and how the greatest purpose I think you'll ever have in life is legitimately serving the person you used to be, right? At all the different levels, the 7-year-old version of yourself, the 13-year-old version of yourself, the 15-year-old version of yourself, 20, 25, 30, and so on and so forth. If you're willing to lean into the lessons, I think that that's a big deal. Most of us don't lean into the lessons. Unfortunately, we resist the transformation, the change, and that's what keeps us stuck.
Why? Why do we not lean in?
You know what? I think it's the resistance to pain, right? So most of it's, fight, flight, or freeze. And out of that is just nothing more than a safety response. And, you know, some would call it evolution. You know, we're living in caves and fighting off dinosaurs and whatever. I think it's a little simpler than that. I think it's we all want to feel safe. And most of us have never learned to feel safe in our own skins. And as a result, we do things outside of us that end up creating chaos, that end up creating future problems, that end up creating the learning curve. So and biblically, as a person of faith, they say all the time that nothing gets wasted. And nothing does get wasted if you lean into it. So I think it comes out a bit just wanting to be safe. And different environments create different levels of what feels safe. For me, believe it or not, chaos used to feel safe, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. Calm used to be scary. And I find that a lot of folks struggle with that. As they're discovering more about themselves and their authentic design.
That's really interesting, right? That you felt sort of just normal, safe when things were going nuts. Mm-hmm. And that's not true anymore.
No, not at all. You know, it's funny. I realized that I'll share it this way. So I had a very difficult childhood growing up, as a lot of folks do, unfortunately, especially in the generation I grew up in, which I think is called Generation X, I think. And a lot of that has to do with just, you know, households being broken up, parents not having identity, not being knowing themselves. It was not, there wasn't the work that there is now. Thank God there's work that's now that is about embodiment, about alignment, about understanding your internal world. But that stuff didn't exist then. So I've discovered that chaos for me felt normal in adult life because chaos was the only thing I knew in child life. And whatever child life is determines the original safety factor, if you will, that transitions to adult life. And when you think chaos is safe, when chaos is not present, you create it. Hmm. You make bad decisions. You implode a relationship. You spend more money than you think you should. You do a lot of different things that kind of keep you out of there. You know, my family didn't have a lot of money, and I was taught that wealth was evil. And it took a long time for me to understand that wealth wasn't evil. In fact, I found it odd that every time that we had a need, my father in this case would go to a wealthy person to get said borrowed money to then solve one of our needs. So it's not wealth that's evil. It's how we see wealth that can create the complexity with it. So a lot of different things to unpack, but in the grand scheme of things, when you learn that presence is by far the most important practice you can have, then you'll start to actually enjoy life and passion and honestly fulfillment. Cause it's all from the inside out. It's never from the outside in.
No, it doesn't seem to be, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You know, I wrote down, this is why we, not so many people, probably me too, have a tendency to kind of blow ourselves up, to make up drama or to seek it out when stuff's going great. Like, oh, it doesn't feel right. And I am used to conflict or just chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I've discovered it this way. I feel like a lot of times you create the catastrophic chaos on your own accord because you don't feel worthy of the joy that's actually in your life. Mm. So you resist it. It's one of the things that you push away that if you leaned into it and accepted and held a bit of an open hand and took the lessons that you learned along the way, not only can you live a beautiful life, a meaningful life, doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges, doesn't mean a bill might pop up out of nowhere you're not expecting, or you might have a relationship breakdown or what they call a rupture in a romantic relationship, either for a minute or for a moment or for a lifetime.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
All of these things are really teaching you more about yourself, more about your what's standing in your way, the constraints, I like to call them. And when you can kind of lean into understanding who you are at your core, the more you do it, the less scary it is. And the more you actually enjoy it. I know when I first started the internal work, if you will, really leaning into myself, my identity, when I first began leaning into it, it was very scary because I wasn't sure what I was going to find. Right. And then you realize that when you begin to understand more about your shadow, you also get to understand more about the person staring at you at the mirror. And you end up making better choices day after day after day, slowly. And that is a very grounded approach to fulfillment, in my opinion.
And that certainly does take courage because we don't know what we might find. Uncertainty is what we're struggling against. If I'm used to chaos, then I want that. I don't necessarily want to not have that. Yeah. So I appreciate that. You said presence is the most important. You had a really powerful line that you said, and I didn't write it all down correctly.
Oh, it's all good. I'll share it with, like, so I've been sharing this a little bit of this message that's really been resonating with folks a lot recently, especially in the business/leadership world. I was on stage probably, I don't know, 2 years ago. And out of nowhere, I had this, what I thought was a wonderful epiphany that others have seemed to gravitate towards, which is you can't scale dysfunction, right? You can't scale dysfunction as a team, as a leader, as a provider, as a coach, as a husband, as a father, or as a mother, as a sister, as a brother. Like, if you have chaotic dysfunction inside of your life, it has no choice but to manifest itself in some way, shape, or form. And it's typically in the area that we actually need it not to manifest itself most, right? So in regards to that, I discovered that part of my major growth journey was really overcoming, this will make sense in life as well as business, but really five core constraints. And I'm going to piggyback on the presence piece because I think it'll make more sense. When I began this journey in this work, in business, they say that the reasons businesses fail is for lack of capital, lack of leadership, poor market penetration, any number of reasons, right? I've discovered it's a lot easier than that. And I would say it's actually arrogance, ignorance, impatience, fear, and insecurity. The reason is those five constraints, by definition, influence choice and behavior. Now, the middle one is impatience. So by definition, if I was to say, hey, what's the opposite of arrogance? Most people could say, well, a couple show of hands, humility. Okay, great. What's the opposite of ignorance? Okay, well, that's and ignorance in its purest form, not knowing what you need to know or not knowing that you need to know it, right? You would say, okay, well, that's teachability. When I actually bring up impatience and I say, what's the opposite of impatience? Because you're bringing contrast, you know what to travel to. That's what contrast gives us. Contrast gives us a source and a future destination or a future spot on a destination in this life called journey, right? The opposite of impatience is not patience, which is what most people would say. It's actually presence. It's having the ability to be where your feet are, right? So if you think about it, as an entrepreneur, someone who's built organizations and teams and businesses, almost every dumb thing that ever cost me a lot of money or cost me pain or cost a massive growth curve was done out of what's called emotional dysregulation. It was done out of impulse, right? This embodiment of chaos, this wanting to feel safe and normal. So, you know, someone, a client fires you and you don't know why, because, you know, some team member did a boneheaded thing. And so you fly off the handle, you blitzkrieg the team member, you send a hot email to the client. How could you do this after 25 years? And lo and behold, you discover you're actually creating five more problems where one problem used to be, right? And that comes out of this disembodiment of sorts, disassociated practice or ability. What's interesting is when you start your day in presence, you'll end your day in presence. When you start your day in anxious energy or overwhelm or burnout, you're going to end your day in anxiousness, overwhelm, and burnout. Why is that? It's because you're not giving your nervous system the ability to breathe, regulate, and get centered. Most of us, especially the American culture, does not spend time or even think it's valuable to spend time in stillness and presence. I learned this by accident. In 2024, late 2024, on paper, had everything that you think you'd want, right? I'd exited a company. I had a nice exit financially. I was bought and owned a home in Lehi, Utah, the top of a mountain, you know, moved from North Carolina for a while to Lehi. I had at the time, a thriving relationship with my friends and family, one of my friends and business colleagues in the area. And then lo and behold, I had this moment where a relationship fell apart that was completely unexpected. However, for the first time in my life, I realized that there was a pattern. The same type of relationship kept producing the same type of result. Well, guess who was choosing the same type of relationship? It was me, right? And as it is us, right? So, you know, Tony Robbins likes to talk about pattern recognition. So once you understand the patterns, you understand the seasons and you can say, whatever you want, right? And, you know, when you're digging into this, you realize very quickly that something has to change. So I pulled out a laptop at the time and just poured out my heart to, again, I'm a person of faith. So I'm crying out to the God that I believe in. And lo and behold, I changed the font color to blue. And said, if there's anything that you can share with me, please share it now. Changed font color to blue. Within seconds, my fingers were typing faster than I can go. when you go back and read it, you very quickly discover it's not my tonality, not my way of speaking. So there's definitely some kind of frequency or something going on. And two things really stood out to me. First of all, it said, do not despise small beginnings or painful transitions. And also, I'm always talking, but people are seldom listening. That began a journey of mine sitting on a couch, if you will, notepad in hand, pen in hand, at the top of the page every morning for 6 months straight. I simply wrote what I hear you say is and the date. And rather than journal my thoughts, my reflections, my wants, my desires, even gratitude, I just began to just listen. Out of that listening came the passion for being still, which then turned into grounding practices, walking around the property here at Safe Haven. It began practices of really showing up and being fully present. The other thing that happened that was transformational is my oldest son, after a divorce, came to me and he said, look, I thought you were an amazing father. I thought you were an amazing husband. If there's one thing you can do different, just one thing. And of course, he's 20 some years old. Imagine the courage of being 21, 22 years old and coming to your father and saying something that's in the depths of your soul that you've always wanted to say, but you've always been scared to say. Over a basket of chips at a taco joint, he said these words, and it transformed me. These two things kind of happen relatively in close proximity to each other within a couple of years. He said, there's one thing you could do better than anything else. If you could just learn to be more present when you're present. Now, as a father, my heart opened to my son, who was basically saying, hey, I don't care about where you travel or how much money you make. I care about whether or not you pay attention to me when I'm with you, whether or not you're listening, whether or not you want to be present in my life. But if you take that same concept, because that obviously changed the dynamic with the relationship with my children as well. But if you just take that same thing, imagine for a moment, if you're more present with your finances, like you're actually looking down, you're looking at what you're spending, you look at what you're investing, you're very intentional with it. Imagine what you do with your relationships, right? You start sitting down, you start listening, start making eye contact on a regular basis. You really start embodying kind of a better version of yourself, right? Presence by definition in and of itself becomes the truth of identity that leads you to what I like to refer to integrated leadership. When you're an integrated leader, when you're becoming one part lion and one part lamb, and you embody the maturity of both, what happens is you begin to live a life of fullness and completeness because you are finally being in your truth and your authenticity. And it's said that authenticity is far more magnetic than just your pride and ego alone. So I know it's a long-winded answer, but couldn't help myself. Thanks for
that's beautiful. I appreciate it. And the practice of you sitting down and starting it, what I hear you say is, mm-hmm. were there days we just didn't hear anything at all?
That's such a good question. The truth is no. However, there were times it might take as much as 10 or 15 minutes to sit there in stillness, in silence, and not hear a word. And when those days would happen, which was really interesting to me, I would write, all of a sudden I would get one word, just one word, and I would jot the first word down. As I'm finishing the first word, the second word would appear. Mm. That then would turn into sentences, that then would turn into paragraphs, that would turn into pages, right? In some of these journaling sessions, if you will, first of all, they become profound and deep because so many of the things that I've been living the last, call it 10, 11 months, that has now become the undergirding of the entire integrated framework, came as a byproduct of what I found in those documents. It was almost like prophetic in nature, like things that were I wrote about then have already manifested now in many respects. So I think the principle is getting used to the practice. It's not about the content that comes out of the practice as much as it is being in the practice, which again, by definition, is presence. Being where your feet are, being where your mind is, being where your heart is. And when the world's coming at with all these different distractions, see, distractions is the opposite of clarity. It creates the opposite of clarity. So if you're having a hard time getting clear, the first thing you should do is eliminate distractions. And all of a sudden, your soul will give you much of what you're looking for, whether it's your financial life, your relationship life, your business, your identity. I start off every day with this mantra that became transformational for me, that it's funny when I had a friend of mine that thought it was silly until they did it intentionally themselves for a little while. They found it was also profound, which is I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am wise. I'm a steward of the Most High. And most of all, I love you, Stephen. Most of us chase worth, which is why we create chaos, which is why we feel overwhelmed, which is why we feel burned out, which is why we feel anxious. And all we have to do is begin to embody the love that's inside of us that then will allow us to radiate love outside of us. By definition, that creates an authentic magnetic frequency. And dude, I know it may sound a little woo-woo, but the reality is it's truth. And truth is truth no matter what direction you come from it in my respect. So yeah, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, I'm a steward of the Most High, and I love you, Stephen. Along with that presence practice. And I'm telling you right now, you will overcome life lies that were spoken over you that you chose to believe.
Oof. I think that's all really, really, really powerful. Do you think that, so becoming present, being where you are, that's mm-hmm. the path to authenticity. It's the path to understanding yourself. Mm-hmm. Is that also the path to your relationship with God, the universe, your creator, mm-hmm. because he or she wants to draw you back to who you are because he or she made you in mm-hmm. his or her image?
Yeah.
And if that's the truth, are distractions the other side trying to pull you away?
Yeah, I would say yes. And I think distractions serve two purposes. Distraction serves the purpose of helping you understand when you're not aligned and when you're not clear. It's by definition the emotion of feeling confused, searching like a sojourner, like having that, I know there's more, but I don't know where it is, right? So it ends up being like an emotion in that it becomes an indicator. You know, and if you open yourself up to indication, now you're opening yourself up to choice. The second thing I feel like distractions do is long-term, they teach you about yourself. Because with every distraction, there is a choice and a behavior associated with it. So for those who don't want to work on their marriage, they may go work more. Well, the working more is the distraction, but the opposite of what you're resisting is not working on your marriage. Or it could be, in my case, having beliefs about money that I had to change or even remotely get to where I'm at today and ultimately where I have to go. Like I know even now, even though I know that I want to learn more, right? And I can either choose to not focus on developing that area of my life and live this direction, or I can open myself up to continual growth in areas of my life that need improvement or in business need improvement. And I believe that those distractions will ultimately lead you to truth because you only find for truth if you seek it, right? If you disregard it, ignore it, then by definition, you're sleepwalking through life. You're waking up at the same time every day. You're taking the same actions every day. You're feeling the same feelings every day. You might be in what some would refer to as a loveless relationship or a dead-end job or dealing with a child you're trying to overcome addiction or any number of things. Any number of those put enough pressure on you to make you not want to do anything other than hibernate and go into self-preservation mode. It's like hiding in a cave. The problem with hiding in a cave is you can't get the nutrients you need from the soil, from the animals, or whatever your dietary practice. You see what I'm saying? It's a bit of a dichotomy. I feel like when you go inside, you discover truth that you'll feel inside as well as outside. So in my world, this presence practice became the solution to all the problems that I was experiencing externally because I began to change. It's the internal change that creates the external world. So if you don't work on the internal change, your external world will never change.
Amen. Stephen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Hey, George, I really appreciate the invitation, brother. One of the things I'm adamant about right now is helping people discover how aligned they are. So we put together an assessment that takes about 10 minutes to help you better understand where you are in the purpose of alignment. For those who are interested, then go to Stephen Scoggins at StephenScoggins.com/leader. Because even if you're not leading an organization, you're still leading yourself in your home. And the quickest way to truth is through alignment.
That's the truth. I love it. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Stephen your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to StephenScoggins.com/leadership and take advantage of that alignment assessment, because no matter how aligned you are, I think that there's still opportunities to make it even more so and to be more present in our lives. And why wouldn't we want to do that, Stephen? Because we're living them. So we might as well be active full participants as much as ourselves as we possibly can. And obviously that's what your work is designed to help with. So I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you again, sir.
Awesome. Take care.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.